You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. Leading up to tonight's first presidential debate, Colorado voters are getting barraged with campaign advertising. Now, most of it focuses on numbers, the unemployment rate, the size of the debt, and now that now notorious 47%. But WNYC's Anna Sale is hearing a lot from voters about something else entirely, abortion. She's been in Colorado this week leading up to the debate, and she joins us now. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Mark.
We've been hearing all along about how the economy is the top issue for voters this campaign season, but you're hearing something different?
Yeah, what's interesting, Colorado voters, too, are telling pollsters that jobs and balancing the budget are their top issues. But when I've been talking to voters unprompted, a number brought up the issue of abortion. Listen to this voter. His name's George Cohen. He's an independent voter. He told me he supported George W. Bush and then Barack Obama in 2008. And he's an engineer who lost his job. He worked in manufacturing, said he was forced into retirement when he was laid off. But here's what he said when I asked him what his top issue was this year. Take a listen.
The biggest issue, and no one will admit it, is women's rights on abortion. It was the issue that was the biggest thing in 2008. The Republicans didn't get the message, and it's the biggest thing this year, too.
Well, that's something we're not hearing a lot in New York. So how big a deal? He's saying it was big then. How big a deal was it, the abortion issue, that is, 4 years ago, Anna?
Well, in Colorado, exit polls showed that more than half said the economy was their biggest concern 4 years ago. But on abortion, what's interesting is the electorate here breaks down in some interesting ways. For example, President Obama leads among women in Colorado. Romney leads among men. And on the issue of abortion specifically, the Denver Post did a poll just after the conventions, and it showed the difficult walk that Romney has to maintain because half of Colorado voters say they want to keep abortion legal in all cases. And Obama has a wide lead among those voters. But almost a quarter of those abortion rights supporters support Romney. And then there are 10% of Colorado voters who want abortion outlawed in all cases, and they overwhelmingly support Romney. And I saw this at a Romney rally in Denver on Monday night. I met a Republican-leaning independent who said government should stay out of all social issues, alongside voters who said that it was the issue of abortion that brought them out. Like Vicki Collins, a voter from Aurora, Colorado, she told me that Mitt Romney's support for cutting federal funding for Planned Parenthood was her top issue. Take a listen.
He wants to close down Planned Parenthood. I think that's huge because a nation that kills its unborn is a nation that has lost its soul.
Now, Anna, with so many other issues at play in this election, are women's health issues in Colorado really that decisive?
Well, the danger is alienating libertarian-leaning voters who would otherwise stay within the Republican tent here in Colorado. I met a voter named Jennifer Baldwin. She's an esthetician in Arapahoe County, which is a key suburban swing county. She told me she was raised Republican, but this year she expects to vote for Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate. Hmm. And here's why she said she's no longer Republican. Take a listen.
Being in the hospital once, and I used to be a Republican, and having them make choices for me based on legal policy and government policy, I just felt like was far beyond what they needed to do when a lot of things were very personal and makes you feel like a bad person or whatever for your choices. I just don't like that. It's all black or white. It isn't like that. The world doesn't work like that.
Interesting, Anna. This is someone who used to be a Republican, a woman who feels like her privacy is being infringed upon, correct?
Exactly. She said on the issue of women's health, she didn't like the feeling like the government was dictating what her decisions would be.
Yeah, so it means that tonight it's certainly worth listening to see how Obama signals his support for abortion rights and how Romney chooses to respond to that. Anna, I know we didn't really talk about this before, but I wonder about gun rights. Do you see that coming in anywhere with the history of Colorado, especially recently? Isn't that on anyone's minds?
You know, it's not coming up at all, and I was in Aurora talking to voters, so where that shooting took place, it's not coming up when I ask voters what are their top issues. And so I was surprised that abortion has been so prominent. Even here on the campus of the University of Denver, where students are gathering now to watch the debate later tonight, there are signs from NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and abortion rights opponents who are in favor of what they call a personhood amendment in Colorado. That is also visible here. So abortion is still a very visible issue here in Colorado.
That's it. That's at the forefront. All right. That's Anna Sale, reporter for our politics website. It's a freecountry.org, reporting from the Denver area.